Preparation and tens.
כל אחד צריך לראות את עצמו.
Everyone should see themselves as though they are the smallest of students. And how can man do that? This is possible only above reason. And this is called make yourself a Rav, meaning everyone is considered a Rav. And he is a student. And everyone else's deficiencies are always revealed. And his are always covered. And he has to appreciate the others as having good virtues. And to learn from the actions of the other. And the body disagrees with it. Because the way is always that when someone has to learn from someone else, meaning, if in order to appreciate the other he has to exert, then the body cancels the other because it wants rest, and it's easier for it to annul the actions and the opinion of the other in order not to need to exert. The question is, what do we have to do to see the greatness of friends? In order to see the greatness of the friends, we need for that to be the goal, and that this will be the only thing that this is the only direction in which we make efforts. God forbid not to show anything bad about the friend. Without their greatness, we won't be able to advance in any way. I agree 100%. I think in order to see the greatness of the friends, the first thing that you have to generate is this kind of atmosphere between us for it to roam all the time and see how great each friend is, how precious he is. What do I have to learn from him? How much he has to give me? And at any cost, we have to abstain anything that's a left line, that's criticism. Anything really has to be here great and exalted. We have to help each other all the time.
And
here, in what we're doing, as opposed to other places, we're told that you have to work on seeing how great the friends are, how special their point is, And when I see the greatness of the Creator, when I see the greatness, or when I succeed in seeing the greatness of the friends, I can see the greatness of the Creator. We have to convince each other. Everyone has to make an effort themselves, but we know that the ego always has this way to trip us. And this is actually the Arvut in the Ten. We can act out the greatness of the friends, even if we don't believe it. It'll spread like this kind of positive virus that protects all of us. And we can then see every friend as the greatest of the generation. Yesterday evening, R10 was on dissemination activity, and through these actions, you can really see the greatness of the friends. You can't convince yourself psychologically or, you know, it doesn't work. But when you come and you do things against your will, suddenly you see how great your friends are. You start appreciating the friends that are teaching in campuses. You see their greatness. You see their exertion that they do. And through that, you see the greatness of the Creator.
Yeah, we just read in the excerpt that the body resists. That's its nature, to resist. We have to have a spiritual force against this body. That's why we have to be in a prayer, which is a prayer prior to the prayer, so that the Creator will show us that the friends are great. We have to exert in that. We have to ask for forces from the friends for that. These things do not come naturally. They're against nature. We have to work on the greatness in the Ten, the greatness of the Creator in the Ten. Out of that, we can ask for to see the friends to be that they're great.
The prayer is something that comes from the heart. It's not just words, it's a feeling. That the heart wants to see the greatness of the friend and to see how the Creator is revealed in them and wants to invest in them, and the body resists that, and then there is place for prayer. And then you can try and tame the body. You can play games. You can end each day with counting the great things I saw in my friends, and then you force the ego to talk about the greatness of the friends, because if they do and I don't, then where am I? And gradually you start feeling that the prayer comes from the heart.
Another excerpt. If he has no desire for spirituality, but he is among people who do have desire for spirituality, and he likes these people, then he takes their strength to overcome and their aspirations. Even though he himself has no desires, passions for it, or force to overcome, but according to the fancy, the way he fancies them, then he gets strength from them. That's from Shamati 99. Now the question is, what actions do we have to do in society in order to reach this spiritual degree? What actions do I have to do during the day, during the lesson and after it?
Yeah, starting with the lesson, you have to give the friends a feeling of greatness and confidence. Like today, 2:26, 11 friends, we're already sitting. Burning. And this shows you the greatness of the Creator.
I think the mainly it makes me responsible to be in the Ten. Only in the Ten there is spiritual force. I myself have no strength. Only to the extent that I regard my friends, then I have a chance to advance. Otherwise, no chance.
I read them this excerpt on campus yesterday, And it reminds me of our group, how on the one hand that this is what you want to give them.
Friends, please bring the book Rabash Volume 1. Okay, to see the greatness of the friends, the greatness of the Creator, everyone's standing up to bring the writings of Rabash. It's a privilege to go into the lesson together. Let's maintain the common intention and the thought.
Eman